As he attempted to lead a group of 10 Middleton High School students across Hillsborough Avenue at 22nd Street, Rudy Ooms could have been another pedestrian struck by a motor vehicle along that busy corridor.
Didn't stop. That is not unusual. Cars are supposed to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks when they have a legal right. And they're not. And that's where a lot of the crashes are occurring, is people are just stepping off the curb and getting hit. Because cars are wheeling around. Because the drivers are looking that way, because they didn't want to get hit, but they're not letting us cross.
Ooms is a retired chief highway safety engineer for the Federal Highway Administration. His goal as he paraded teenagers around the busy Hillsborough Avenue corridor was to teach them how to use awareness as a safety tool. But if watching cars carelessly whiz by a group of neon-clad pedestrians wasn't impactful enough, Ooms appealed to their wallets.
It costs you, personally, $900 a year. You, your brother, your sister, everybody. And that's the cost of car crashes.
But teaching 10 kids to look both ways isn't enough. The Sierra Club's regional representative, Phil Compton, said Florida needs a fair slice of the mandatory gas tax charged at the pump.
Right now, 10% of monies have to go to transportation enhancements, and that includes making it safer to walk or to ride a bike. And that's something that we really need here in Tampa Bay, of course, because Orlando, Tampa, Jacksonville, Miami are the four most dangerous places to walk in America, and Tampa and Orlando are the two most dangerous places to ride a bicycle.
But the proposed House transportation bill would instead make states compete for that money. Last year, Governor Rick Scott rejected more than $2 billion in federal funding for high-speed rail. Compton said the governor's track record makes winning funding for any projects other than roadways unlikely.
All the money that's going to that would be eliminated, and then it would have to be appropriated in a competitive way. So Florida would have to fight with other states to get money for bicycling and walking. And when you have the state legislature and the governor not necessarily inclined towards those type of funds, it really puts making Florida safer at risk.
Middleton High School student Shanika Davis was killed in October crossing Hillsborough Avenue on her way to school. She wasn't crossing at a crosswalk. Tampa traffic homicide detective Patrick Mesmer said it's a common cause of pedestrian accidents.
A lot of times pedestrians in crosswalks, it's difficult to get vehicles to yield to them, so that contributes. And a lot of times, the majority of our pedestrian crashes, at least in the city of Tampa, that we get called on, the pedestrians are not crossing in a crosswalk. They're crossing mid-block. They're crossing outside of an intersection. And the vehicles have a very difficult time seeing them because they're not expecting to see the pedestrian out in the roadway. And pedestrians, either they don't see the vehicles coming or else they just assume that the vehicle's going to stop and the vehicle doesn't stop.
While funding mandates for safety improvements would help the Tampa Bay area's higher-than-normal fatality rates, officials are still trying to reduce accidents. William Porth is a traffic safety coordinator for the city of Tampa. He said studies were conducted to place a crosswalk along Hillsborough Avenue near where Davis was killed. The crosswalk isn't going to happen, but plans are still in the works to make it safer.
On this strip of Hillsborough Avenue, both for east and westbound travel, that the Florida Department of Transportation would install a pedestrian zone through the use of signs and flashers, bringing awareness to traffic that there's a heavy pedestrian movement along the corridor.
Safety engineer Rudy Ooms said there are also guidelines for making crosswalks safer for pedestrians to make it to the other side before traffic signals change.
And there are standards that are set up that traffic signals are supposed to allow so much time. It's 3.5 feet per second that you can cross, so we do the calculations and all that stuff. But I just kind of figured out what 3.5 feet per second is on my walk.
Regardless, the Sierra Club's Phil Compton said more focus needs to be placed on alternative modes of transportation. Walking, biking, mass transit, any further choices, Compton said, would help reduce transportation-related injuries and deaths.
This is really the dream of big oil, to deny us those choices, to keep us addicted to oil, because there's so many things that would be undone that we've had here in America that have enabled most of the rest of America to have the choices that we don't have here in Tampa Bay, to not drive our car every time we go leave our homes.
The transportation bill is sponsored by Orlando area Republican John Mica. In a letter yesterday, the White House warned that President Obama would veto the bill if it passed, citing safety concerns. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.